Welcome to Normal Adjustments, because not all tales are created equal, and neither the people that tell them. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Normal Adjustments. Here, your host, Nicole. Another week, another fabulous guest, and I'm very excited to bring this person to the podcast. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hello. Nice
Wait,
to meet
one
you.
Second. One second. Is it Carolyn or Caroline? Or
because it's Carolyn. Spanish,
it's the Carolyn. Perfect.
Yeah. In Spanish, you can call me Carito.
Carito. Oh my God. This is something that we just found out, and this is fabulous. She actually speaks Spanish, and I didn't know. Un poquito. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. We have to do this again.
I can only swear. I forgot all the words, but I can swear as like in the streets, I'm the boss. I can also make this Mexican car sound like
and then I love that. Oh my God, this is fabulous. I really love this because this girl, it's not even a native English speaker. You are German.
Yes, I am. I'm living now in the south of Germany near Munich. I'm born in the melting pot, like in West Germany.
Amazing. So Carolyn is here today to talk to us about lipedema. So I want just to give a little bit of an intro about yourself first, and then we'll just kick in about lipedema, because in my life, lipedema has been very present, and I know about it, like I know about lymphedema, but it's not the case around the world. And I want you to take the lead on that.
Yeah, well, lipedema is a chronic and painful swelling disorder of fat. It's like a fat disorder. And it currently can only be treated conservatively and surgically, but it cannot be cured, just as lymphedema. And it mostly occurs symmetrically on the legs and arms. And it's not fully explained why. It can be because of the hormones, the female hormones. So that's why also it nearly only occurs on women. Mm-hmm. And it's around 3 million women only in Germany, alone. And there are much more women suffering from that all over the world. It's like painful and really killing any hope, because it just gets on and on. And sometimes you don't know how to work against these pains. That's why self-management is one of the most important things in your life when you have this disorder. It's like swelling on the legs and swelling on the, often it's only on the upper arms, not symmetrically on the whole body. Like the mm-hmm. belly often is not affected, yeah. Right, yeah. Of it. And it just looks strange sometimes, but not every time. You can have it without having a visual effect of it.
Which is this interesting thing I heard you to say before. I didn't know that, because I've seen more advanced cases of lipedema, and always it's quite recognizable to the eye, at least to me, that mm-hmm. that girl has lipedema based on their anatomy. So it's usually like small waists and bigger hips with bigger legs. So it's not necessarily this person is fat, which is one of the horrible things, the condition or the disorder. I'm not sure if it's considered a condition or a disorder, but the disorder carries this awful word about the fat disorder. Like, some people talk about it that way. And it's just because the presentation of it looks like that. But something that you really talked about was that thing that you don't have to get to that advanced stage in order to feel the pain.
Right. There's always a stage one. Mm-hmm. There are three or more stages. Depends on how long you haven't been diagnosed. 70% of the patients are overweight. That's one problem, because, well, it's always... affecting each other, like overweight and lipedema can go with another very good, because you're you're losing fun in your life when you're always just being close to this illness in your head, and your thoughts get painted black. because of it, and you're losing hope, and that's why you don't move around anymore, or you don't feel good walking outside, because the eyes hit you. And,
it becomes a vicious cycle, right? Because then you get overweight, you might get lipedema, you get the pain, there you go out less, you exercise less, you get more overweight, and then it just becomes that vicious cycle, which happens with lymphedema as well. Then you lose your mobility and your ability to quote unquote get better.
Yeah, the ability is the source of life quality. And that's everyone who moves a lot and doing sports and just being outside a lot tells you exactly this. This is the source of his life quality.
Absolutely.
And if you lose this, you are losing any sight on this. And but there are also these 30% who have also been respected having this illness. They also have to be seen. The only really important symptom of this disease is this pain. If you have this pain in your legs, in your arms, then it's definitely lipedema. If you're not having this pain, it also can be a lipohypertrophy, perhaps. And it's just, a swelling disorder, but it doesn't have to be painful. And be okay with this. If it is the case, be glad, because you don't have this pain, and this pain really can make you mad.
And that is what I've heard from lipedema patients, that pain, that it's, and actually, even though lymphedema in its advanced stages can cause pain, in its early stages, lymphedema is not painful at all. And that is the big difference there, because lymphedema and lipedema get often confused, but they also can coexist together. There is cases in which people have lipolymphedema.
Yeah, right. Lipedema can cause the tissue, to work less. And the whole lymphatic system also depends on the skin and on the condition of your legs and arms. And lipedema can make it work less, work harder. And that's how a lymphedema can occur. But it's not it's not always really coherent from the beginning. It doesn't coexist from the beginning always. It's more rare that it exists together from the beginning.
Yeah.
The more lipedema you get, the more lymphedema can occur.
Can occur, yeah. But lymphedema cannot cause lipedema.
No. That's theoretically they are two totally different diseases. And lymphedema only has the word because one thought 100 years ago that it is an edema, but there is no better word till today.
Yeah, no, for neither of them, because lymphedema is a horrible word to say.
It's not sexy at all. No. There wasn't a marketing guy working on it. Damn it, I feel ill only hearing this.
Exactly, totally. So one of the interesting things about it is a lot of people consider lipedema a lymphatic disease, and it's not, right?
Yeah, right. It can bring some lymphedema with it, because it's affecting the lymphatic system, and these quaddling fat cells, they also can save lymphatic liquids.
Mm-hmm.
So press themselves onto the lymphatic system and make it worse. I also have some, not a best, the best working lymphatic system, but I think I inherited by my family.
Yeah.
But at the end, it doesn't really matter, because the therapy is nearly the same.
The same, yeah.
Yeah, right. But when you really have a plain lipedema, your hand, the back of your hands and the back of your feet are not affected.
Yeah. It's for people to understand kind of the presence of I hate to use these words, but these are the words used in online and in the journals, is people call it like cottage cheese. So when people see people in the US, they call it like cellulitis, is when you have like your wobbly legs.
Orange peel.
Orange, exactly. So that is how a lot of that, when people, that's why people think, oh, that person immediately is fat. It's not. They have that disorder that is called lipedema, and it's an accumulation of fat in the tissue. And that's that accumulation then can cause that pain. The difference with lymphedema is a swelling based on a bad lymphatic system. We both, patients for lipedema and lymphedema, have to wear compression. And this is where Caroline comes into my life. Because yes. I'm holding a little brochure here of one of the companies, and she is a model.
Yeah, I'm accidentally a model. I just rushed into it somehow. I just began like as a blogger. I didn't knew anything about life. And then Mehdi came to me, and we worked for some articles together, and suddenly I was model.
Oh my God. Well, I love that. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But I want you to start from the beginning of your story. Mm-hmm. Where did it all start? Where this journey starts? You were born in Germany, and did you have family members, people around you in your childhood? Did you have lipedema?
Well, I think my mother is affected as well, and her grand aunt as well. But I'm not really sure. I just know of her that she had a lymphedema in her old years. But they never have been treated. It was not known to them that this is could be a disease. But my mother always taught me about this pain in her legs and so forth. And I think she has it, but I don't know if she really gets treated. I have an odd story to my diagnosis, because I was one of the luckiest girls in the world, being diagnosed shortly after it occurred. Mm-hmm. Even though I was living in a small town anywhere in the middle of Germany with half an hour drive to any highway. So that was pretty much luck. I had this pain in my legs after work. I was driving in the train, and I had this strange pain, and I didn't knew it from me. Well, you know your body after 20 years, and you kind of know what's normal, what's not. And my calves had made me really cry someday. And also, I had this swelling problem and when I wanted to kneel down, it like had a feel of bursting. I really couldn't kneel down because this pain was getting so worse. And and then I went to my family doctor, and he referred me to a specialist. And there I was directly diagnosed and also treated with flat knit compression,
yeah.
Yeah, so I have a really short story about that, but it was kind of just the beginning of anything, because
absolutely
at the first time I didn't give too much attention to it, because yeah, okay, it's lipedema. I don't know anything about lipedema. It was just a word on paper, and I have this these tights, and yeah, they are kind of funny because they are so thick and feel strange at the beginning. But it was also a good shapewear. I mean, you have only always see the sunny side of it.
Yeah,
it was kind of okay, but there weren't these much colors at that time. Yeah. I had brown and gray for the beginning.
Yeah, the very sad cream color, which I call very sad.
Yeah, and at that time, well, it was just a tight. It wasn't that hard to wear for me in my mind. Mm-hmm. But after, I think, 2 years, my arms also got diagnosed. I felt this pain coming to my arms, and I was really, really losing hope, because I was losing weight. I was practicing. I was really doing anything for a good therapy. And also had my lymph drainage, and yeah, that was killing me, because I knew this disease doesn't stop only because I'm working on it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that is frustrating, right? Because you're putting all your effort in it, and then it's like it's not paying off.
Yeah, right. And you're losing hope, and also I was how old was I? I think 21, 22. Mm. And you are too young for this. I didn't feel well. I also saw myself, well, losing grip on my mind. And it's like a big hole coming in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I made a therapy at that moment, because I knew I would have to put up more force to get me out of this hole than I had to bring up at that moment. Yeah.
You say mental health, like a psychologist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And that was the best choice in my whole life. I still live from that therapy. It's it changed everything. And also the perspective. It helps you to get another perspective of yourself, because when you're overweight and you have lipedema, you always circle around yourself. It's like you are the center of everything, but you aren't.
Mm.
Someone else has to tell you are not the center of the world. The people outside don't mind you mm-hmm. that much as you mm-hmm. think they are. That's the same with feeling better with compression and mm-hmm. showing your legs and showing your arm. Like, the people don't care. Sometimes they also look because you have a nice purse or good hair day or like a good outfit. And some my favorite phrase is people will always stare, make it worth their while.
Yeah.
I always live with it.
I love that. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah, they will always stare. Staring isn't an invention of lipedema or lymphedema. People had always been staring. They will always stare, but make it worth their while.
I make love it that. Good. Amen, sister. Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. So then you start having pain in your arms, and then mm-hmm. what happens next?
I made a rehab. Well, I get something like a new start. I also got my first arm garment, mm-hmm. compression garment, and it was, gray and beige. And I also only wore it at one arm at a time. Mm-hmm. That was like getting involved in it with it and getting warm. But after some time I felt I have to do something with this arm compression garment, because I'm working against it. I'm somehow not including it to my life. And always hating it, and it doesn't, hate never leads to happiness, never.
Mm, never.
As long as you hate anything on your body, on your daily looks, it won't improve anything. So I had this idea, I have to include my garment in a fashion way every day. And that's part of my therapy till today, since 10 years. And if you are outside with this really good look, you'll feel really good. And
just work it. Look, it gives me goosebumps you express that, because it's like hearing myself express it now. It took me a very long time to accept the garments and to wear them proudly, like they say now, from that compression. But, one of the biggest lessons recently, and one of the things I want to put forward, is that compression is not your enemy. On the opposite.
Never. Right.
It's not. In the opposite. You know, we demonize it, and we have to change that. And you've done that so well. But it takes time, because it literally means that you have to change your perception, like you said.
Yeah. I end up as a fashion blogger for lipedema fashion. Or compression fashion. And I also, after some time, I worked as a speaker on events, on lymphedema events and lipedema events. And there are three stages of, getting more self-confidence. It's like ending the war with your body, accepting your body, just as the way he is at the moment. You can't change it today. Mm-mm. You can change it in the future, but today is today, and he is just like this at the moment. It's okay. You don't have to love yourself. And love is really a big word, and it's very much also asked from you. You can't love immediately anything. But it helps to just put the weapons down.
Yeah.
So accept your body, then learn that the compression is not your enemy. It's exactly my words.
Really?
You are just the Spanish version of me.
Exactly.
Hermana.
Yeah.
And just accept the garment as a partner. And in Germany, it's like a they always say it's a tank on your body. And I always say it's an armor. It's a shiny armor. Just wear it with proud and make it look good. And the third thing is change your perspective on anything, on life, on your illness, on yourself. Learn that you are not the center of the world and that you are more than an illness. Learn that you are yourself. You just have this illness in your life and yeah, well, it will be there forever, but you have to happen in it. Don't let the illness consume you.
Exactly. It was funny yesterday. I was hearing, we did another recording and one of the girls said, teach people not to survive with this. Let's teach people to live with this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you only have this one life and it's pretty short and you have to do anything to have as many good days as you can.
Absolutely.
And to have a good day is often a very conscious choice you make. I had a bad day this week and I had this really bad mood and I choose to call two friends and have a good time with them and they lift me up. Just through talking with them on the phone, I made this decision that I don't want to accept this bad mood any further. Make these choices to make yourself happy. And this fashion therapy I make since 10 years now, over 10 years, this is my choice at the beginning of the day, taking 5 good minutes to challenge myself and bring a new combination every day. And that's like, and if this is looking good, it's feeling like, yeah, you really accomplished something, like a goal.
Well, I have to say, you definitely made one difference because people don't know this, but you were one of the people that inspired me to kind of come out with my garments the way I do. Because I saw, I was quite scared, of course, you're scared about breaking the boundaries and like, oh my God, what are people going to say? And then I saw some people doing it like you and having your OOTD mirror and your pictures every day. And it was quite uplifting and empowering. And I'm like, oh, look at that. She's doing it. I can do it as well. So thank you so much for kind of going through process.
You're welcome. And you have to mind or bring to attention what the people outside do when you are wearing your compression as a real garment, as an accessoire. They really do compliments.
You know, it is so surprising. I've got the same comments. It takes balls. It takes cojones to kind of do it the first time. And then you're like, oh, it is coming out well. It feels so good. You know, like it does empower
you.
It's uplifting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's lifting you up. And it also... yeah, makes yourself confident and also you are practicing respect to yourself. When you're hiding yourself every day, like, oh, don't show the legs, don't show the arms, nobody might see it, you are putting yourself away instead of just wearing what you like. Don't mind if you're showing something. If you like something, just wear it with a smile, and the smile will be the best accessory anyways.
Absolutely.
You can wear a Prada dress when you're looking sad. It doesn't look well anyway.
Yeah, so, and it's exhausting
wear
to hide.
Smile. Yeah, right. And if one always sees when you look when you feel yourself well. And when you're feeling well, and I really and I enjoy myself when I see someone well dressed on the street. It's always like
yeah.
I don't know, I really enjoy it, and I enjoy seeing it, that someone also puts effort in his lookings, and also it inspires me. Then
inspires you. It's a two-way street. So going back to then your rehab, then after the rehab, it didn't stop there, right? You start wearing your compression on your garments, but then the story continues.
Yeah, I began running like with 1.7 kilometers.
It's like, great.
Just keep on, just doing this round.
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, and I really always hated it. This idea of running in circles. But as soon as you add really good music, it kind of makes fun, and you are challenging yourself. You have to find these challenges. And after the rehab, I kind of felt, felt this feeling of getting these challenges done, and don't always hide myself. Changed my. Yeah, like diet, but forever diet.
Yeah, your lifestyle with food. Yeah,
lifestyle. And the thing is, you have to work a lot at home. You have to improve your self management. Mm-hmm. Only wearing the garment won't improve anything. You have to work in it. You have to move in it. I started with a blog, fashion blogging, and that soon wasn't enough for me. So I started bringing all the knowledge from the self care groups to my blog and make them Google link. So you can Google all the knowledge that has been saved up in social media. You can Google that.
Yeah.
So on my website, I saved everything I could find, and until now, over 300 articles, I think. Yeah, you can find any information that you need to, for example, how I, things for liposuction. I made three liposuctions, and I am not symptom free. I must say it's a big lie to say that you are guaranteed free from symptoms afterwards. That's a big lie.
Can you explain a little bit about what the liposuctions entail and why is that part of the suggested treatment sometimes?
Well, a liposuction is like in the normal liposuction you know from the beauty clinics, not as forced as there. It's more gentle to save the lymphatic system, and it can help people who are very can't move well anymore. They lost their mobility. I think there it can help them get on their legs again. And sometimes there is a dead end. I was in a dead end. My pain really got so so big that I couldn't spend an hour in the car anymore. That was really hard for me to accept because I was 25. And that wasn't really something for a young girl to accept. Like, that was really hard for me.
What alleviates the pain in those moments when you are experiencing
nothing?
Nothing.
No, we just made stops, and I had to walk some minutes, and then we took on. But until now, on a hard, painy day, nothing helps except. Well, some illegal therapy. I really thought after some hard days, I really thought about marijuana treatments. But I don't think that's you can't work with it on your daily basis. It's not possible.
I mean, you can go to California. To California and be very happy there.
Yeah, you can't. That can't be the solution. My solution was now my diet, ketogenic diet. Mm-hmm. I'm keto now since over half year, and I'm really enjoying it. My pain really got better. That's the first thing that helped, next to the garment naturally. Mm-hmm. But the liposuction helped, and I was symptom free for 3 and 4 quad. Well, nearly a year, but it came back little by little. And so I began from the start and recognized that I won't be able to get lipedema free for my life. It won't be cured.
Mm-hmm.
Point. you have to accept that. You can be symptom free afterwards. It can be, but be assured of that, that your day, your life always brings some harmonic changes with it, like pregnancy, menopause or something, and it can come back with it.
And so then after the liposuctions, you were still in your 20s.
You feel that you don't have an alternative. Mm-hmm. There is no alternative way. You have to learn to live with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I always see there's something we have, as we lipedema girls have to learn from the lymphedema girls, that with lymphedema, you already know you don't have an alternative. You have to learn something to improve your life with it. And I think lipedema girls can really learn a lot from the self-management of lymphedema patients. There is a lot of joy and this force to have a good life and don't let yourself fall into this suffering.
It's interesting that you say that, because that is just the case a couple of years ago, from the couple of years back, you know, maybe 2-3 years, I swear to God. When I was growing up, the face of lymphedema, it was so negative, to the extent that my parents, you know, I was born with it. So my parents kind of separated myself from that, because everybody they met or everybody they knew or everything that they found, it was this horrible situation or case or mental state. That thing that you're just describing about the positivity on lymphedema, I'm very happy that you can see that, because that means that the change is happening, but it's only just happened in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I always say that lipedema and lymphedema years are going on another clock. It's like they are strangely different from the real life.
Real time. Life, I swear to God, that's so true. Yes,
it really feels so much longer these 10 years, because the change is going to happen so slow.
Yeah,
and I feel this wind of change, to to quote a German band, wind of change, and I think we can now improve so much for everyone by connecting, and I also feel this change from the German world opening the doors to the international world, because I feel somehow unimaginable that the rest of the world is in its treatment so limited. Like when I hear from Spanish patients or French patients or also in Switzerland and Austria and so forth, the therapy is really like in their in Germany we say children's shoes.
Yeah, in its early stages. It's like that in everywhere in the world, in the United States as well. You know, I lived in New York City. You would think New York City has the best of everything. Nope, not for lymphedema.
Yeah, it's really, and I feel as a German, it's like I'm feeling a little bit guilty.
Guilty, really?
Yeah, because the German patients only complain about their garments and about therapy and about anything. And they could be so lucky only having this therapy for free.
But you know, my whole life I've been treated in Germany and in Austria. Since I'm 5 years old, I've been treated, we learned minor limb drainage from Austria. And then I started to go to the Black Forest, to the Foley Clinic. So yeah, I know that they're the experts, that you guys are the experts. So hopefully we can globalize that. You're right. I am grateful that at least there's some a place that is doing something about it, because right. It can be worse. I get messages from people all around the world, and it's like, in my country, it's so bad, the treatment. In my country, and this is all around the world, and I tell them all the time, don't you worry. In the UK, it's the same. In the US, it's the same. In Puerto Rico, it's the same. You know, everywhere I've lived, it's the same.
Well, I don't know if the German will hear the podcast. I hope so. But for the Germans, just learn gratitude. But that's, I think, true. it's a good task for anyone, just when you feel really sorrow and like low, be grateful for being alive, being as healthy as you are sideways, the illness, for having a nice family around you. And if you don't, you have friends, you can call your family maybe. And you still have both of your ears, your sight, anything. Yeah, you can enjoy good days if you like. And there are a lot of things we can be grateful for. And we should practice that, being grateful for the little things, and make yourself little islands of luck and happiness. Search for something that makes you happy only 5 minutes a day. You have this little happiness island you can look forward to.
I love and, that.
Yeah, that's this thing of make it your therapy. Make these 5 minutes your therapy. It can be anything, gardening or something. Just get away, putting your mind away from illness, from anything like that. Just be more than that. Putting this illness away and be you in this moment and feel what makes you happy.
And absolutely.
Also focus on this, because everybody preaches a positive mindset, but it's really the key to anything. Focus on things that go well. Okay, now at this moment, I'm ill. I have to wear the garment I'm not always happy of. I would love to not wear it, sure, right? But what's going well? You have a roof over your head. Mm-hmm. You have a very cozy bed. It's a good weather outside. So maybe you're doing a great job at your career, or you are a great mother. These are things you can focus on and saying, okay, this is going well.
Yeah. And like I say, it's focus on the small things and start small. Right.
Right.
And it is clear that you've done a lot of work on yourself in order to get to this point, which is sometimes what people take for granted. Yes, absolutely. And yeah. I have as well. I, like you said, I've been in therapy for many years and it changed my life. And I'm very grateful for
really,
it.
When you feel depressed and can't bring up the power of lifting yourself up, that's perfectly fine. That's okay. You don't need to be able to. Mm-hmm. Take someone at your side to help you getting on your feet again. I'm very grateful for my psychologist, because she changed my mind forever.
Yeah, same.
And I often say to people when they say, I don't know how to lose weight, I don't know how you manage this and so forth, I always say, and that's a little bit harsh, but nobody will change your life but you. Nobody will do it. Nobody can do it. No therapist, no lymphatic therapist can change your life. No liposuction can change your life. You have to do it. You have to work for it. And everybody who's happy had to work for it, for this. And then it feels really good.
Yeah,
when it's like, you did this and you did it for you, and you're improving your life and you're so proud of it. And that's always worth it.
Yeah, and it's not about disregarding the bad moments, which is sometimes people misinterpret. You have to accept the moment when it's bad and just say it sucks and it's shit. Just take it in and then look for a solution and move on. Because you cannot drown yourself in that negativity nothing else will come from it. That was one of my biggest realizations as well, is that negativity wasn't bringing anything back. I had this kind of pattern in my brain in which I was trying to predict every outcome in order for me not to be disappointed. What I was doing is trying to predict every negative outcome in order that was inducing me in a depression. Rather than just hoping for the best and letting trust the process and just letting it be, because whatever needs to be will be. Right. So yeah, reframe your mind.
Yeah, and just that's a perfectly good point. Like letting your life happen and work with what it's given, and you will manage anything. And the biggest problem will have an end. Mm-hmm. The biggest depression will have an end. And then you can work with other tools and just working your way through life. With every challenge, you will grow. I often say that without lipedema, I would be a boring person. I would never had improved any fashion skills or anything. Yeah. I didn't had it before my compression garments. I really didn't had it. I just wore things. But since then, I really had this fashion thing and going on, and I really am proud of that because, well, it worked somehow. I only do things I never knew I could do, and they work somehow.
I actually love that you call it fashion therapy. I love that. It's awesome.
Till today, it never stops. Without a good outfit, I don't feel good.
Oh my god,
insecure.
You know that in this pandemic, it's been kind of difficult to kind of like dress yourself because, you know, you're inside, whatever. These moments is the ones that I use to kind of like put some makeup on and put something like nicer so that I am in camera or like recording. And it just changes my day. Like after I finish recording, I'm like, oh, I can go for a walk now.
Feeling always kinky, always kinky. Yes, that is that. Yeah, I really love this. I love this feeling of come what may, Queen Elizabeth, walk around.
I love that. It's wonderful to kind of get a little bit of an insight in your brain, which, you know, it gives me goosebumps because it's very similar as mine. So maybe we have the same therapist or something. I don't know. But now that you have all these tools, powers, and I have actually given you proof that somehow this is your path because you've let it happen. Now what it has brought, because somehow you ended up in this little brochure and you have a podcast and you are advocating for lipedema, which in turn help us in lymphedema. And I want you to talk about all this kind of journey and process.
Well, it's the history of these challenges you have to just take as they come, because all these things just came. For instance, I opened up this blog and asked Mehdi for the skincare products to test. And I did it somehow well. And that was the time where this influencer thing just just began. Mm-hmm. And it was the time when Mehdi was the first enterprise to put real patients in their campaigns. And they asked me if I would like to join the photo shooting. And I said, yeah, well, cool. I can write a backstage article and make some pictures. And exciting photo shoot location. Oh, my God. And I got the call sheet and I was one of the models. I didn't understand that. And I was super nervous and I thought I couldn't do this because it's, oh, my God, it costs so much money. And they put a normal people in there, and yeah, I somehow managed to do it fine, and since then I am the face of the Mehdi Wien 550. Mm-hmm. And these are these little challenges that life brings you, and you just have to take it. Just it's like this comfort zone. You have to step out of it, because this comfort zone isn't your comfort zone. It's a lie. You don't feel comfortable in it, so it's not your comfort zone. You have to step out of it to make it bigger, to change the boundaries. Yeah, and then they came and said, okay, we have this lymphatic event. Would you like to be a speaker on it and make a presentation? I didn't knew how to be a speaker, but I did that. Why not? I can fail and then I know I'm not.
I love that, yeah.
And yeah, well, I also somehow managed to do this. So I became a speaker and a well-booked speaker. And now I have a big project coming up that I also, well, don't know if I can do this, but I do it. And we'll see. And I can fail and do something else. You never really do faults. You only make experiences. Don't be afraid of doing something you don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Let's learn from all the managers out there who don't know what they are doing, but they get paid for it.
Yeah, totally. Like, I was talking to my friends about this. It's this like strange and incorrect concept of what is an expert. It's like,
right.
Where is it in the dictionary? And that And that
you're an expert as soon as you're calling yourself one.
Exactly. And if you believe it, then you are.
Yeah, well, I have become a person I would never have imagined. And somehow it's the best feeling when you, well, look at yourself and look what you do, and you can be, you kind of feel proud. It's just the result of a lot of work on yourself, a lot of self-doubting also.
There is a good component here about body image, right? That you have to get over. In a world that strives for perfection, we find ourselves quite inadequate many times. And, you know, your body, and when you have a condition or a disease or a disorder like we do that affects your way you look, it is quite tough. And you seem to have worked a lot to get over that.
I would love that everybody stops comparing themselves to anyone. You are always your person. You have always this one body. Your body will never look the same as anybody on this world. And you have these special conditions, all these genetic conditions. Just do whatever you want to do with this. But don't compare yourself with anyone, because you will never become this person. And this person already exists. I always was me, and I never gave too much on this visual affection of the illness. I was okay with it. I didn't want it to make myself unsure. Mm-hmm. But I feel that in the lipedema network, there is a lot of liposuction comparing going on, and they want to see as much before after pictures as they could get. And I just don't see the point of it, because these legs have another stage, another life in the background, another history, another future, another age.
Yeah.
Every outcome of the liposuction will be different because it's another surgery.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. What you're saying is, you know, basically live the uniqueness you were born to be, because like you said, I never thought about it that way. Interesting. It's literally every human in this world is different. And then why do we strive to compare ourselves to something else? When we were giving a power to be unique in a good way.
Right. What for? I have this very unique bump in my butt. It's like I always compare it to the moon, and there is one bump, and I say, well, okay, let's tattoo something funny on it. I don't care. Well, it's a bump in my butt. I give it a name or something. It's just okay. Nobody in this whole world will have this bump in his butt.
I love so, that.
Yeah, rock your uniqueness, because uniqueness. People like you because you are you. And you wouldn't be you if you weren't you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, amen to that as well. We have to talk about that you're also a podcaster.
Yes, since 15 years now. I was it before it was trendy.
Really?
I worked as a video game writer.
Oh, wow.
And we had a podcast then. And that's why I knew how to do it. And that's why I knew also how to do this blog thing in a professional way. And I co-host the German Lipedema podcast. It's all about a good therapy and good self-management, and also about exchanging the things you've learned, the learnings out of these 10 years with this illness. And now I'm working on this same thing what you are doing, like exchanging stories in the network with a changing partner, and talking about things that you don't find in books or something. I'm not really a fan of books that are written by specialists and
me
not
either.
By patients. You will never get this close to the learnings. You have to communicate with patients.
You know, in the lymphedema community, this is just starting as well. Exchanging ideas from patients to patients. And this is one of the reasons I started to be very open about my situation, because, you know, I've been dealing with this for 33 years. So I developed a couple of hacks and tricks that I didn't know it was hacks and tricks. It was my life. But I then saw people struggling and I'm like, oh, you don't know about this. You could do that. And it is quite empowering when sometimes you exchange ideas. For me, there's one particular moment, very kind of light bulb. It was about exchanging the idea, notes about how difficult it is to look for shoes, which is always a topic in the lymphedema community because, you know, your feet swell. And we were laughing so much between a couple of lymphedema patients about moments that we were embarrassed in stores or that something happened, because it's just laughable at a moment in time. You know, it can be sad, but funny. So those moments are so empowering. So I really encourage you to bring that to the lymphedema community, because it just changes everything.
Yeah, I think one thing we have in common is slipping with the hand when you're pulling up the garment and you're slipping with a pfft and hitting yourself in the face. That's one of the things we have in common, and I always have. It's really hurting.
It's terrible.
It's funny.
Yes. Oh my god, that has happened to me so much. I try not to do it so that it doesn't damage it. So I wear the gardening glove to kind of pull it up, but I've been in moments that it's like, with all the strength in my nose, cried. A miracle I haven't had a nosebleed. But yeah, it is bad. And I actually have to say that I wear more garments than most of the people I know, because I have both legs, abdomen, the toe caps, and then the arm. But you actually wear more than me, because you have to wear one more.
But I get you get used to it somehow, but it's not that easy wearing the arm garment, I think.
It is sometimes harder than the legs.
I think so too. It's sometimes really hard on the mind. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It's this ill feeling of the compression, and I try to compare it with making the mind nervous somehow.
Yeah. I think
sometimes it's strange.
My therapist once had this theory. She said that it's probably because of the proximity to the heart. It gets maybe the pressure a bit higher. It might be. I think it's a good hypothesis, you know. But yeah, people have debated is like, what is worse, because everybody wants to compare lymphedema in the arm, lymphedema in the legs. I think the legs, having lymphedema in the legs is worse based on your day-to-day stuff. It's more impactful, but the garments, wearing the garments and being compliant with the arm is more difficult because of these things that we're talking about.
That's a really good reason. Now that would explain anything. Right.
So both of us kind of are these optimists and try to live, and we make a decision to live a happy life or positive mindset, etc., and we put things in place. It doesn't mean that I have everything sorted or that I know everything or at all, not at all. It's just kind of a template that I use to get along. And it seems like you do too. But what is still tough? Because there are things that we still find tough.
Yeah, it's still this, these bad days that challenge you. Mm-hmm. Because you are always the sunny mind. And normally without this illness, you will be always the sunny mind. And this illness is something you can't control, and it's dark in your day, and you don't want to accept this, and it makes you angry in yourself and frustrated that you haven't all the control over your body. And that's hard to accept when you are like a controlled person that likes to have the control over your body and make these decisions how to feel. And it makes me really angry. And that's tough for me because, for example, yesterday we are working in the cellar at the moment, improving the cellar. And I had to work with some machines that interrupt your arm. And that's really painful for lipedema patients. I don't know if it's also for lymphedema patients. Well, you have this pain problems, and these eruptions make it worse, this vibration. And it really run tears to my eyes, because you can't accept this. You are a young person. I am 32. And well, it's so hard to accept that you are limited.
Limitations, yeah.
And you can't accept this, because that's not the way it's supposed to be. And you are this powerful person in case of willing, and then feeling this body limits is really a hard thing to accept. And I really had tears in my eyes, and just wanted to get over it. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to ask your boyfriend for help.
It is demoralizing, and that's, mm-hmm. I totally agree. To an extent, we become a bit obsessive about, I'm going to challenge the condition, or I'm going to challenge what I have to demonstrate that I can do it. And I totally agree. It actually becomes a challenge to yourself, because nobody else is asking for it. Nobody else asking that you become superwoman to do it all. It is an interesting thing, because I do the same. I kind of want to demonstrate to myself that I don't have those limitations. Those limitations killed me for a long time, because I didn't want to accept it to myself. I've gone over most of it. Not all of it, of course. I totally agree. I have to concur in the fact that that is something that is still tough. The funny thing there is that this is why this normal adjustments place exists, because the best example I had, or the realization I got, is that even the people that call themselves normal have those limitations. And that it wasn't only me because of being a lymphedema patient. So the same I say to you, it's not only because of being a lymphedema patient.
Yeah, that's a super important fact that you're telling. This is something I give as a learning to the people I speak to with my presentation. Most of our problems do people have also without the illness. Mm-hmm. They are normal problems. Don't make mm-hmm. it make them as like a big thing you can't get over with. Most people have the same problems, like colleagues from the event. They say to me, even though they don't have the illness I'm talking about, they see themselves in the presentation I give.
Absolutely. We're all humans after all, right?
Right.
Before we close, I like to ask a question to all my guests. And because, you know, you've been through a journey, a real acceptance journey. Mm-hmm. And then you look back and say, what would I tell, you know, 13-year-old Carolyn if I could?
Always believe in yourself, that you are capable of doing anything. And it's really like that. You can do whatever you want as long as you do it with heart and mm-hmm. passion. And what you will do with this, with heart and passion, that will always be the right thing, always the right way. Even though it could be a wrong turn or something, why not? It makes life livable.
Follow your gut. Your gut feeling is right.
Right. The gut is always right.
The gut is always right. Well, thank you, Carolyn, for your wonderful words, for your lifting attitude, because it's so refreshing and wonderful to hear. It's also wonderful to hear from other person that is not me, because sometimes I feel crazy. It's like, maybe I live in this delusional positive world, but no, you do as well. Then we're both delusional together.
Yeah, right. It feels good. We are in the delusional club.
Exact delusional club. I love that. We should start that. That's like,
yeah, we make a t-shirt out of it. Delusional club. I like it. I will write it down.
Yeah, me too. But really, thank you for taking my invite and for coming here. This has been wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I it was really a pleasure, and it's always such a great chance to well, dive into the international world and say something out of I'm always living in my German bubble, mm-hmm. and I want to break through. And there's so much to talk about.
Absolutely. And I'm very happy that you are, you know, you do it well in Germany, but there's a world out there that is, that needs to listen to you. Yeah, absolutely.
But with a delusional club. Members welcome.
Delusional club. I love this. I totally want to kind of like do this. Like, yeah, like call me delusional for being positive, whatever.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like that. And this talk today really made me feel like this is just the beginning.
Yes, wait and see. Yeah, yeah, that's so true. Well, before we close, where we can find you, where, give us your Instagram, your website, your efforts, tell us about it.
All right. Just take a piece of paper and a pen. Well, my name is Carolyn. Sprott.
It's, don't worry, it'll be in the comments. Like, I'll put there.
Right. Sprott. And my blog is called Lipödem Mode. It's like Lipödema Fashion in German. Lipödemmode.de. And this site also has an Instagram account and the Lipödema podcast in German, Lipödem podcast. If you want to improve your German, you're free and welcome to do this.
Oh my God.
And you will see that German isn't this harsh, hard language, and we are not shouting every time we are saying anything.
I cannot agree with that comment. It is a very hard
language. Was hast du gesagt? Schnitzel!
It's a very hard language. I've tried. It's still on top of my to-do list to learn German. Because I've spent so much time in German speaking countries. It's just like, it's a bit irresponsible from my side.
But you were, I think you were in the wrong side of Germany. Well, Black Forest is really the deepest forest you can go into. They are not as, just come to Augsburg near Munich, and let's have a cup of coffee or I make a michelada for you.
Oh, perfect. I love that. Okay, call me.
My favorite drink.
I'll be there. Yes. Well, thank you so much, and thank you everybody for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We now have a new website, normaladjustments.com, and we're looking for guests to be featured in the podcast. If you or anybody you know wants to be featured in the podcast, please feel free to submit the form on the contact us section in the website. Follow us in the new Instagram page, Normal Adjustments, and stay connected with us on a daily basis with quotes, clips, and content of the weekly episode. See you next week.